So, is thinking, feeling, willing the function of the mind? But isn't it the soul that thinks, feels, will? See, the mind is the tool. It's like, is the eye seeing or is the soul seeing? The soul is seeing, but for seeing, the eye is the organ. Eye is the tool. The soul has the capacity to see, the soul cannot see with the hand. Soul needs the appropriate tool for doing that function. So, the mind is the tool for doing thinking, feeling, willing. That's one thing. But you can say with the, I can say that the soul sees with the eye, but we can put it another way also, the eye shows to the soul. That means that at one level, if I want to look here, I look here. But then I might be looking somewhere and suddenly something else comes in which I don't want to see. So that means the seeing is two ways, according to the soul's choice and also according to whatever is coming in the visual range of the eye. So like that, when we think, feel or will, at one level it is the soul's choice. It is the soul who is thinking, feeling, willing, using the tool of the mind, But along with that, in the mind also has its conditionings. You could say the mind has its default programs, from which certain thoughts, feelings, intentions may pop up. And when they pop up, at that time, they just come in our consciousness. And if we are not discerning, then we start thinking about them. We start experiencing desires along with them. So it is always the soul who is doing thinking, feeling, willing. But the soul is doing this through the tool of the mind. And because the mind has its default programming, so through it, certain thoughts may pop up. And that's why it may appear that the mind is thinking. So the mind, in one sense, proposes. And then the soul, if the soul is not careful, it is not discerning, the soul just accepts it. Soul also starts thinking about it, starts desiring it. Soul is saying, okay, this thought has come, let me not worry about it too much. Let's sit aside.
The soul also has its spiritual faculty. Do they even fall in the way of the material mind and the material faculty?
They means what?
The soul's spiritual faculty.
The soul's spiritual faculty in the conditioned state, in the while existing in the material world, is primarily consciousness. The soul in the spiritual world has a body, mind, which will all be spiritual. But here, the soul is basically a spark of consciousness. So, does it have spiritual eyes? Soul originally has eyes, definitely. But at this level, it's primarily a spark of consciousness. And that spark of consciousness, when it connects with the appropriate tools for cognition or action, then accordingly the perception or the reaction to the perception appropriately happens. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you so very much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful